Support for Small Wonders on Siouxland Public Media comes from the Daniels Osborne Law Firm in the Ho-Chunk Center in downtown Sioux City, serving needs of clients in real estate transactions, business formation and guidance, and personal estate planning. More information is available on Facebook or at danielsosborne.com.
Prospects from Prospect Hill. It wasn't unkempt, I'll say that much. The grass could have used a trim, but the city is keeping it up adequately, as well they should. It stands at the very top of Prospect Hill, where once some obscure Sioux City history was created. The Prospect Hill Monument, as it's called, attempts to remember an event 152 years ago that today wouldn't snag a journal headline. If you stand beside it, take a few steps south to the edge of the bluff, where the view is extraordinary. Sioux City bustling away in three states, each state visible beyond the winding river and its interstate sidekick. The South Sioux City Bridge is right beneath you, and a couple hundred cars and trucks. Prospect Hill offers one busy cityscape. But nothing out there is the same as it was in 1869. When the monumental event occurred. Not even Old Muddy. The river was more braided, far less drawn and quartered by upstream dams. It could be placid enough midsummer, but the longest river in America, rain-swollen, was often a dirty rascal. A few hundred souls lived here, Sioux City a barely established frontier village, home to a French-Canadian named Théophile Brasseur. His two wives were daughters of War Eagle, yes, that War Eagle. He and those two spouses reared 13 kids. Another French-Canadian, Joseph Lyonnais, a trapper who'd run the river so often he knew every inlet, fell in love with the good land at the mouth of the Floyd. Lyonnais knocked on the door of the only cabin anywhere and was delighted to find old buddy Brasseur, who'd put down roots of his own nearby. Lyonnais wanted a chunk of that good land and made an offer, $100 for 160 acres. Done, Théophile said, and that land is downtown Sioux City. The Sioux City Museum says what's to come may be legend, but let's pretend not. The story is too much fun. Once the deal was set, a party followed at which Lyonnais tipped some considerable brew so that when he trotted off, Brasseur wondered if his new neighbor would find his way back. He sent out one of his 13 kids to bring the dinged Lyonnais back safely. Now, as you can guess, I wouldn't be telling the tale if it didn't bring us to Prospect Hill, First Street and Bluff, right here in town. Lyonnais, plastered, saw the kid coming, figured he wanted to race, so he kicked his trusty mount into high gear and took off on Prospect Hill. Not smart. Off the cliff he went, arse over tea kettle, as Théophile might have said, or the French equivalent. Lyonnais fell into a mulberry bush that saved his life, but his horse tumbled down the bluff and drowned in the big shivery river below. Now you may be surprised to learn that big white monument up on our Prospect Hill has absolutely nothing to do with Joseph Lyonnais or Théophile Brasseur, who sound like biblical characters but weren't, to be sure. That old alabaster monument has wholly different origins, as we shall see in some upcoming Small Wonders. Sioux City's great forgotten monument is dedicated not to a potted pioneer saved by mulberries, but three Presbyterians who didn't get smashed but gathered there on Prospect Hill to pray. That's right, to pray. Seriously. That's what the monument says. Climb up there sometime, have a look, read the print, wander over to the side of the bluff, take a few seconds to honor an imaginary mulberry bush full of Joe Lyonnais. That monument over there on First and Bluff, that's holy ground. More to come. Stay tuned.